Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wally Backman. Batting second. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting third. The center fielder, Andy Van Slyke. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Bonilla. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Barry Bonds. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Sid Bream. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jose Lind. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dan Bilardello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Neil Heaton. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Neil Heaton. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Keith Miller. Batting second. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting third. The second baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Daryl Strawberry. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Marshall. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting 8th. The catcher, Orlando Mercado. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dwight Gooden. Pitching for the New York Mets, Dwight Gooden. And now, play ball. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Van Slyke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Backman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Howard Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bonilla takes first base on ball four. Barry Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Bonilla moves to third. Sid Bream is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bream hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bonilla tags and scores. Bonds tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Pirates. Jose Lind batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bonds scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Pirates. Dan Bilardello is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bilardello hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McReynolds strikes out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Neil Heaton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Heaton strikes out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gooden fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Van Slyke is 0 for 1 in the game. Van Slyke hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Elster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orlando Mercado is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mercado hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooden bunts towards the mound. Heaton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gooden moves to second. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bonilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barry Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bonds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mercado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Bream is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Bonilla. The throw from Mercado and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Sid Bream batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Bream is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bream takes first base on ball 4. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lind hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonilla scores. Bream moves to second. It's 3-0, Pirates. Dan Bilardello is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Dan Bilardello is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bilardello is 0 for 1 in the game. Bilardello hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Strawberry throws the ball into Elster who tags Bilardello trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bream scores. Lind moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-0. Pirates. Neil Heaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Heaton is 0 for 1 in the game. Heaton hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards third. Backman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin McReynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. McReynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. McReynolds hits a line drive towards short. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Strawberry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 2 in the game. Backman hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Van Slyke is 0 for 2 in the game. Van Slyke hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bonilla hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin Elster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Elster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Elster hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Bonds. Elster reaches second base with a double. Marshall moves to third. Orlando Mercado is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mercado is 0 for 1 in the game. Mercado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Backman juggles the ball. That's an error on Backman. Marshall scores. Elster scores. Mercado moves to second. It's 4-2, Pirates. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gooden bunts towards third. Backman fields it and throws to first for the out. Mercado moves to third. One out. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Backman fields it and throws to first for the out. Mercado scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Pirates. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Barry Bonds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bonds hits a pop-up towards short. Elster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Bream is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bream is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bream hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lind is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lind strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Rick Reed now pitching. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffries hits a fly ball into right field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin McReynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McReynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. McReynolds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonilla. McReynolds reaches second base with a double. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Reed spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Reed. McReynolds moves to third. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Strawberry strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Van Slyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Dan Bilardello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardello is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bilardello hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rick Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reed strikes out. 2 outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Backman is 0 for 3 in the game. Backman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Elster is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Elster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Backman juggles the ball. That's an error on Backman. Mackie Sasser pinch hits for Orlando Mercado. Scott Ruskin now pitching. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sasser hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Elster moves to third. Mark Carrion pinch hits for Dwight Gooden. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Backman has Elster trapped. There's the throw to Bilardello and back to Backman, who tags Elster for the out. Sasser moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Sasser moves to third. Carrion moves to second. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jeffries is 0 for 3 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sasser scores. There goes Carrion trying to get to home. Bonds throws the ball into Bilardello, who tags Carrion, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Miller moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Pirates, 4, Mets, 4. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Jeff Musselman now pitching. Mackie Sasser now catching. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Musselman fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Van Slyke is 0-for-3 in the game. Van Slyke hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Van Slyke for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bonilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bonilla hits a fly ball towards center. Miller settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Miller. Bonilla moves to second. Barry Bonds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Bonilla scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Pirates. Sid Bream is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bream is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bream hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first, with Musselman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Stan Belinda now pitching. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McReynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Van Slyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Strawberry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Strawberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Strawberry takes first base on ball 4. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tom O'Malley pinch hits for Kevin Elster. Bob Kipper now pitching. Tim Teufel pinch hits for Tom O'Malley. Tim Teufel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Teufel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Tim Teufel now playing third base. Howard Johnson now playing shortstop. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Bilardello is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bilardello is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bilardello hits a line drive towards short. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kipper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kipper hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sasser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sasser strikes out. One out. Dave Mogadan pinch hits for Jeff Musselman. Dave Mogadan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mogadan is hit by the pitch. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Miller is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Backman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bream scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The game is over. The final score, pitch. Pittsburgh Pirates, 5, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.